أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر. This surah, as we had explained previously, it is to remedy one of the major causes for man's unmindfulness and not preparing for the akhirah, which came in the previous surah, Al-Qari'ah, to wake us up, to jolt us out of our slumber and prepare for the akhirah. One of the major causes is our desire to amass and gather wealth and become rich all the time. With regard to the shan and nuzul, the occasion of this, the revelation of this surah, one narration is that it was two Jewish tribes were arguing amongst themselves, which led to even arguments and fights between them, that who is more wealthier amongst us, the two families, and who are more in number. And in this they started arguing and fighting also, and on that the surah was revealed that we have not created you to boast amongst yourselves, we are more wealthier, we have got more numbers in our family, etc. However, the more preferred view of the Mufassirin is that in Makkah Sharif, and according to that, the surah was revealed in Makkah in the beginning days of Islam. The two tribes of the Quraysh, they also argued amongst themselves the same thing, that who is more wealthy amongst us two families, and who have got more numbers, until so much that that family that had less numbers, they said, most of our people have died, and amongst them are very, very great people also. So they started counting the graves, that how many more graves there are. So Allah revealed the surah, is this why we created you? That you go and count the number of graves there, and you boast that we are more in number, we are more wealthier. That is not the purpose of your creation. According to that, Mufassirin have taken that yet takathur is not only the wealth that people are amassing, but also that they are boasting and arguing amongst the families that we are more wealthier, we have got more in number. And till today, unfortunately, this amongst us also is there, that who is more wealthy, our family is more superior, we got more doctors, we got more ulama, our family, everyone is very rich, etc. That is not at all the purpose for which Allah has created us. And further also, that today, not only the family or the wealth, but sports, which was like a religion. As one mother had complained that my son, he will never miss his soccer match. Namazes he can miss, that does not matter. So how a person has to be regular with his deen, like that we are more regular with our sports, whatever type of sports. And very surprising, rugby for example is not a thing which is amongst us, our people. But today we are taking so much interest in that also. Boxing, which is also not a thing which is amongst us, mostly amongst us perhaps will be cricket and soccer, but today even boxing, golf, all other things also have become major things, and today sports has become like a god in our lives, and we like worship sports. One youngster in Natal area, he died in this condition for supporting his soccer team of England. And in that condition, he said that leader is my hero, and he died in that condition. May Allah save us. If that is what will happen in the qabr, in the akhirah, and if we went without iman, what will be the condition? So all the things that make us unmindful for the purpose of our creation, all those things will be included in here. Today we are all, and today sports is not only amongst the youngsters, grown-up people, grandfathers, we all have got so much. If nothing more, at least the scores we have to follow, that who has won, who has lost, etc. Whereas that is not at all in a Muslim's life. We have been created for much more superior things than this. And another thing which is causing us great, great distraction from the purpose of our life is our cell phone today. And all the things continuously, a person, just before namaz, he checks which messages have come, what is there. Immediately he makes salam, he's checking again. All this condition, all the things which take us away from the purpose of our life are included in here. So Allah Ta'ala says, Alhaakum al-takathur. Ghaflat mein rakha tumko buhtiyat ke hiras ne. The greed of plentiness, of increasing, that has put you in unmindfulness for the purpose for which we have created you. There, whether it be money, that a person just wants to make money, and in that also a person goes to the extent that he does not see whether it is even halal or haram, whether he's cutting the throat of a poor person, but as long as he can not survive, he can flourish. He's earning more than enough, but yet he will go behind the back of somebody and get his contract cancelled and get the contract for himself at a higher price also, all with corruption. And unfortunately, very, very sadly, what we hear, hopefully it's not true, but behind all these are Muslim names who are doing all this type of things and cutting the throats of other people and just not to survive. They are earning more than, much, much more than enough. But yet this greed comes, then a person does not care and he just wants to acquire more and more all the time. And this about our families also, that we boast amongst ourselves, we got royal blood, we got blue blood in our family. We are the superior people, etc. Allah hasn't created us for that at all. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. Yahan tak ke ja dekhe qabar mein. Until when you will go and visit the qabar. And that is when you will go in the qabar, you will realize how you wasted your time. And all useless things which are not helping you at all, their reality will come out. And then a person will realize what a stupid he was. He thought he was very intelligent in this world, very clever, making lot of money and being the apple eye of everyone, the blue-eyed boy of everyone in the qabar. Then it will be too late and then a person will understand. May Allah give us all this understanding while we are here. And in that we can understand what this ni'mat of the Quran Sharif is. And the Quran Sharif is that kitab which as we are reading, it x-rays us also. It gives us a scan and we don't have to wait for the results. The results are there in front of us. And this is with understanding and even without understanding. The miracle of the Quran Sharif is, as we will read, it is scanning us and telling us what is the condition of our heart and giving us our report compared to when we'll be in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah Ta'ala. We're getting our results now already. Fortunate are those who do this, read the Quran Sharif, preferably with understanding, but with the correct understanding, and they get the scans and the x-rays, and they get the results, and they can see what their condition is, and they take remedial things now already, and correct their lives so that it is not too late. And that's not only in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah we realize, but we realize it now. May Allah give us all tawfiq.